This tutorial is about sole traders. Sole traders is typically the smallest form of business ownership and also the most common. Most new businesses will start out as a sole trader. Sole traders are when one person owns the business. A common misunderstanding is that only one person can work in the business as well, but this isn't the case. It simply means that one person owns the business, but they can employ other staff. It is quite common though for the sole trader to also be the only person in the business. Therefore, one of the big disadvantages of being a sole trader is that if you're sick or if you want to take a holiday, then nobody else can run the business. So maybe you have to go in anyway, or if you close the business, then obviously not only do you lose the earnings of that day, but maybe you lose customers to competitors as well. Another disadvantage is that you don't have anybody to really share decision making with. So all responsibility falls on your shoulders. However, this does mean you can make decisions very, very quickly. The profits you do make are all yours to keep and do as you wish with, and you get to make all the decisions, so you don't have to get permission from anybody else. You can do things quickly the way you want to do, so you really are your own boss. Sole traders are quite simple to set up as well. There aren't really any legal processes to go through. All you need is the money to get the business going, which may not be a lot. A lot of sole traders operate from their own houses even. Sole traders do have unlimited liabilities, as do partnerships. Unlimited liability means that the owner and the business effectively have the same legal identity. So therefore, if the business gets into financial problems, it's that owner's responsibility to find the money to pay for that, which could lead to their own possessions being taken from them. The next tutorial will look at partnerships.